Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
Hello and welcome to Money Girls, quick and dirty tips for a richer life. Today's topic, inflation. When it comes to wealth creation, inflation and taxes are the evil twins. Together, they're the most fearsome foes you and I face in achieving a financially secure future. For your money to grow in real terms, it needs to outpace the effects of both inflation and taxes. In this episode, I want to focus on the first and more sinister of the evil twins, inflation. In the first 4 months of 2007, U.S. inflation, as measured by the Consumer Price Index, went up at a 4.8% annual rate. If you listen to episode 26 about the Rule of 72, you learn that at this rate, it would take only 15 years for your money's buying power to be cut in half. That means that a $60,000 salary today would be worth only $30,000 real dollars in 15 years at this inflation rate. Now that's seriously scary stuff. Okay, so why do we have inflation? There are different theories about the cause of inflation that have been debated by economists for a very long time. However, economists generally agree that inflation is associated with an increase in the money supply. That is, when the U.S. Federal Reserve issues more money, inflation tends to go up. Two measures of U.S. inflation that you'll frequently hear used in the media are the CPI and the core CPI. CPI stands for the Consumer Price Index, which is a measure of the prices for a specific bundle of goods that includes items such as food, clothing, and gas. The amount of inflation is measured by the change in the cost of this bundle of goods. The core CPI is this bundle of goods with food and energy removed. The idea here is that food and energy prices tend to be volatile, and removing them creates a more stable index. But critics have argued that it doesn't make sense to exclude food and energy since people in the real world certainly can't exclude them. The core CPI is typically lower than the CPI because it leaves out food and energy, which tend to go up faster than prices overall. In leaving these things out, the core CPI may very well understate the true extent of inflation. Inflation is scary because it silently erodes the buying power of your money. Let's take the average price of a movie ticket as an example. In 1960, a movie ticket cost about 60 cents. 20 years later, in 1980, it cost $2.69. In 2000, it was $5.39. And 2 weeks ago, when I went to see Michael Moore's documentary Sicko, I paid $10 for my ticket. 10 years from now, at a 4.8% inflation rate, a movie ticket will cost $16. Even if you get a pay raise each year that more or less keeps pace with inflation, you can still feel the effect of inflation because the prices of some items, like healthcare, education, and movie tickets, for example, tend to go up much faster than average. To get ahead, your money needs to earn a rate of return that outstrips inflation. Let's say you save $2,000 a year and put it in a savings account that earns 3% a year after taxes. And let's say you do this for 30 years. After that 30 years, you'd have $60,000 plus interest of $38,005 for a total amount of $98,005.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily, for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Te presentamos a la familia Rubio. Ellos hacen todo en familia.
Rompecabezas, viajes a Walmart,
ejercicios, cocinamos,
todo.
Y cuando supieron que la farmacia de Walmart tiene vacunas para todas las edades, desde HPV hasta neumonía,
pues nos fuimos en familia a vacunarnos.
Y de una vez hicimos nuestras compras.
Like, obvio, Abu.
Protege a tu familia con vacunas para todos. Haz una cita hoy con los farmacéuticos expertos de Walmart Pharmacy. Bienvenido a una farmacia más simple. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Sujetas a disponibilidad y ley estatal aplicable. Se aplican restricciones según la edad. Pregúntale a tu farmacéutico por detalle.
A lot can happen between falling in love with a house online and owning it. Between imagining living there and breathing in your new home for the first time. Having an advocate who can help you navigate the complex world of financing, inspections, negotiating, analyzing the market, and talking through any anxieties that may pop up, that can make all the difference. That's what the expertise of a Realtor can do for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors and bound by a code of ethics. Because that's who we are.
But would you really have this much? No, you wouldn't. Over the past 30 years, inflation in the U.S. has averaged 4.2% per year. If inflation averages this same rate over the next 30 years, a 3% interest rate would actually lose ground to inflation. The effective rate would be 3% minus the 4.2% inflation rate, or a negative 1.2% per year. At this rate, your $60,000 savings would erode to $50,033 real dollars over the 30 years. This is the reason that outpacing inflation with your investing is vital. When you consider your return on an investment, subtract the inflation rate to get the real after-inflation return. It's that after-inflation rate that matters. Your cost of living is going up, so your investments need to generate a return that keeps up with, or better yet, exceeds inflation. Now, it can feel safe to keep the money you put away for the future in a savings account, but if that savings account earns less than the inflation rate after taxes, you expose yourself to the very real risk that the real value of your money will dwindle as it loses ground to inflation. Now, I don't want to leave you feeling deflated with all this talk about inflation. So keep in mind that when it comes to investing, there are some powerful things you can use to your advantage, such as compound interest and leverage, to outpace inflation. For those of you who want to learn more about inflation, I've posted a link on the Money Girl website to a table that shows the annual rate of inflation since 1913. I've also posted a link to a calculator that shows you how prices have changed over time. You can find the links at the end of the transcript for this episode at quickanddirtytips.com. As always, everyone's situation is different, so be sure to consult a tax or financial advisor before making important financial decisions. This podcast is for educational purposes only and is not intended to be a substitute for seeking personalized professional advice. Today, I'm giving away a copy of the book, The Creature from Jekyll Island by G. Edward Griffin. This book tells the very surprising story of how the U.S. Federal Reserve came to be. This week's winner is Nick in Marion, Iowa. Congratulations, Nick, and enjoy the book. Cha-ching! That's all for now, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life. If you'd like to request a topic or share a money tip of your own, email it to money@qdnow.com or call it into my voicemail line, 877-6-RICHER. And if you haven't already done so, please take a moment to post a review at iTunes. I'd really appreciate it. Money Girl is part of the Quick and Dirty Tips Network. Check out the Mr. Manners podcast for tips on how to be more polite. Thanks for listening.
Te presentamos a la familia Rubio. Ellos hacen todo en familia.
Rompecabezas, viajes a Walmart,
ejercicios, cocinamos,
todo.
Y cuando supieron que la farmacia de Walmart tiene vacunas para todas las edades, desde HPV hasta neumonía,
pues nos fuimos en familia a vacunarnos.
Y de una vez hicimos nuestras compras.
Like, obvio, Abu.
Protege a tu familia con vacunas para todos. Haz una cita hoy con los farmacéuticos expertos de Walmart Pharmacy. Bienvenido a una farmacia más simple. Bienvenido a tu Walmart. Sujetas a disponibilidad y ley estatal aplicable. Se aplican restricciones según la edad. Pregúntale a tu farmacéutico por detalle.
It's one thing falling in love with a house, picturing yourself moving in and calling it home, and quite another navigating the world of price negotiating, mortgage lenders, and finding the budget that works best for you. An agent who's a Realtor can make understanding that world easier. Realtors have the expertise, access to proprietary data, and tools to help you get from imagining living somewhere to actually doing it. That's the kind of help we can provide. Because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.